Hello and welcome to Editor's Picks, a special daily podcast brought to you by Nalin Mehta, the Managing Editor of Money Control. This is a specially curated podcast that brings together the best of the day's exclusives from the stock markets, from the corporate world, and the wider political economy from Money Control's 360-degree coverage. This voice has been generated using AI technology based on a voice clone of Money Control's Managing Editor, Nalin Mehta. Every once in a while, the central bank delivers a surprise, and today it did so in good measure. RBI's 50 basis points repo rate cut and a 100 BPS reduction in reserve requirements signal a robust push to spur economic growth, writes Hamsini Kartik. But the bold move to a neutral stance also masks within it a more cautious undercurrent, with the central bank signaling a readiness to pause and assess the impact of its big bang stimulus measures as we go forward, rather than further aggressive easing, writes Money Control pros Dinesh Unnikrishnan. What does all this mean for you? To begin with, by reducing borrowing costs, today's rate cuts are expected to boost real estate as well as affordable housing and may drive HNI investors towards real rate alternate investment funds, report Ashish Mishra and Shiladitya Pandit. Several sectors and stocks across multiple industries, including electronics, jewelry, tourism and auto, are expected to gain, as this comprehensive MC Pro analysis points out. The monetary stimulus will also drive a broad-based consumption recovery and revive the private capex cycle, argues Neha Dave. From a personal finance point of view, check out how this will affect your home loans and EMIs in this piece by Hiral Tarnawala. With demand for consumer durables showing promising growth prospects, new players are preparing to enter the market. A consortium led by telecom czar Sunil Mittal and Warburg Pincus has initiated exclusive talks to buy a 49% stake in Hire India, with an announcement likely this month, reports Ashwin Mohan. The deal may value Hire India at around $2 billion. IndusInd Bank's plan to inject fresh equity as it deals with a forensic audit because of accounting irregularities just got a bit more complicated. Hamsini Kartik reports that Reserve Bank of India has asked the Hinduja Group to reverse the pledge on promoter holdings and nominate directors on the bank's board as preconditions for allowing it to infuse equity. In aerospace news, India's indigenous fighter jet program will soon get a shot in the arm with the procurement of 97 upgraded Tejas MEK-1A jets. The deal, worth 67,000 crore rupees, is expected to begin in financial year 2027 and will be spread over 4 to 5 years, with each jet costing around 600 crore rupees, Meghna Mittal reports. As India Inc. wraps up earnings for the March quarter, the outlook for FY26 doesn't look all that rosy. Expect some more downgrades in FY26 earnings due to weak earnings and demand headwinds, writes Ashish Rukhayar. Several broking firms have already cut earnings estimates for the year, citing significant downgrades in various sectors. On the markets, foreign institutional investors, FIIs, went on a buying spree in telecom, services and capital goods sectors in the second half of May, Ravindra Sonavane reports. They pumped in 7,052 crore rupees into telecom and 6,210 crore rupees into services in the latter half of May. US imports fell sharply in April, but some commodities bucked the trend. Ishan Gera writes in our chart of the day that despite a 20% fall in goods imports in April, copper imports surged 64% to $2.1 billion. Non-monetary gold, precious metal not held by central banks, imports rose 27% and cotton imports grew 14%. The US trade deficit hit a 19-month low of $61.6 billion. With imports from the EU and China declining sharply. US exports to India rose 21% from March. And finally, while the Karnataka government has suspended top cops and filed FIRs against RCB and the State Cricket Association, read this sharp piece by Kristen Matthew Phillip on the questions that continue to be asked about when Netters will be held responsible. Also read Borya Majumdar's take on the tragedy, where he asks why our governments can't get arrangements for sports celebrations right when they can manage political rallies with equally high numbers. Well, that's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.